Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codest, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you all just have to tune in daily to find out when and when not Miss Jolene is with us. We're going to get started and do our birthdays. Let's do our birthdays right fast and get that over with. It is Friday night. Birthdays. We have Sandra Meeks. Happy birthday, Miss Sandra. Harold Bowden, happy birthday to you. Indica Earl, I like that name, love that name. Happy birthday. Cannabis Godfather, how about that? Javier Acosta, happy birthday. And Miss Dawn Darrington up there in Washington. Love that lady, big time activist in that state. Happy birthday, Miss Dawn. Robert David Ethington, happy birthday to you. Michael Anthony Scale, happy birthday. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. The weather, it's a beautiful sunny. You can really tell the temperatures have dropped, but 63 today. And I've actually got a song that David, let's see who gave it to me. Let me see if I can say your name right, David. David Winga, damn, I know, Dave, W-E-I-G-A-N-D, sorry, David, I just cannot say your name, but he gave me a song, Tyler Collins is headed to North Dakota to stand with the Sioux this next week. Each donor gets an act of protest and their name. A picture is taken, sent to your Facebook to share with friends. And he's got a GoFundMe account, so we'll share that out there and get that out there on our like pages and all that here in just a little bit. Let me tell him that we'll share and help. We'll share. Then we've got Luke Webinga. You know, big shout out to you, Luke. I want to give a shout out to him. Michael Patterson, big shout out to him. Also, Pioneer Paula, big shout out to her. I'm sure she'll be calling in a minute. And then we've also got Jonathan Hosting. Big shout out to you also, Jonathan. And then now we're going to the song. I've got a song from David. I didn't get off track. I got off track just a little bit there. David Webinga, he gave me a song. Hear Her Pray by Rich and Cheryl is the thing. And, boy, I'm hoping it's loud. I mean, it wasn't too loud earlier today. I mean, they didn't record it too loud, but let's listen to it. And it's about 3 minutes and 22 seconds long, and we'll be right back with it. If we can get it to play. Looks like it's loading, so it's taking its time. But Hear Her Pray by Rich and Cheryl is the name of this song. And I take it she's a good old girl from the way I'm understanding, she's a good old Appalachian Hill girl from right here in Kentucky. I'll try to see if I can find out some more info about her. Hear Her Pray. Well, it's not going to pull up that way. Let me pull it up another way. It's like, okay, complicated technology. So sorry about that, folks. I am going to find it, though. Hang on. Hear Her Pray. Well, now I'm not even finding the damn song. It's like, what the hell? Oh, and then he's asked, like, no, that's not it, I don't think. No, that's not it, people. Sorry about that, folks. I apologize. Just had the damn song here and had it all fixed up and ready to play for you folks, and I don't know what the hell's happened to it now. It just don't want to play now. It's like, are you serious? Sure, you know, that can happen, though. They can jerk that stuff down. Hear her pray. Is the name of it, by Rich and Cheryl. And Cheryl is S-H-I-R-L. Now, let's see if we can pull it up there again. Let's try it now and see if it'll play here for us. Well, it's just not wanting to play. I understand that. I mean, we played it a few minutes ago, and now, yep, still not wanting to play. Oh, Lord. Well, maybe you just don't want us to play that song. No. I have no idea what's going on. Well, we'll just go to something else then. Sorry about that, folks. I mean, I was actually going to try to play that for you. But it is not going to play. Technical difficulties. Like I say, I tried it out right before the show. And, yeah, now it's just not doing anything. Let's see. I'm still trying for you. Hang on. We'll just hang on for a second there. It says it's loading. Maybe I've got a bad, slow internet connection today. I find that hard to believe that that would be the problem. Because everything else is working fine. So maybe it's just server. Maybe it's something with that site there. Let's see what else we've got. As far as any local news, we are under, the governor has got us under a fire ban on burning and things, because there's a lot of Appalachia that's still on fire. And I don't know what's the matter with the baby, Elaine Grace, my little cousin's baby. I mean, man, it looks sick. Lord, I have no idea what happened there. Well, let's see if this song come up. No, the song didn't come up. Oh, hell with it. We'll just get something else. It's not the only damn song in the world that we can play. We've got a million other songs that we can play and a million other clips that we can play. Let's go. Oh, wow. I don't even know how we get to some of this stuff on here. Let's go to corruption. I like that. I always like that word, corruption, in America. Who likes to? Let's talk about how corrupt is America. 4 minutes and 5 seconds, and hopefully it'll play for us, and we'll find out. Well, naturally, you've got an ad. Just bear with it there. Dun, 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 dun.
I think we can all agree that political corruption is a bad thing. And you don't get more black and white in this regard than the case of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell.
Former Republican Governor of Virginia Bob McDonnell has now been sentenced to 2 years in prison.
24 months. That is how long Bob McDonnell will spend in jail for corruption charges.
Last year, McDonnell was convicted of accepting gifts from a donor in exchange for political favors. This kind of personal corruption, quid pro quo stuff, is what we're used to seeing on television and in film. Put simply, we don't want those in power, our elected leaders, to take ethical shortcuts, and we shouldn't. But our defenses are fragile. If personal corruption is the only kind we recognize and protect ourselves against. Unfortunately, this is exactly the case in the United States. A little over 5 years ago, the Supreme Court, in the landmark decision of Citizens United versus the SEC, took up the argument against structural corruption, what happens when the political system itself is dependent on money from private interests, and found it wanting.
Last week, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests.
The majority decided that political donations from however large an entity are protected as a form of free speech. But does this misunderstand the way politics actually works? Though there is no explicit promise of legislative favors for campaign donors, politicians remain indebted to their wealthiest benefactors. And this debt weaves its way into policy decisions that consider the needs of private interests over those of the commonwealth. Now, the key argument against regulating this kind of structural corruption is that it's hard to determine where free speech ends and political corruption begins, and that it may not be the court's place to draw that line.
The premise is freedom of speech. The more speech, the better.
But by only recognizing something-for-something personal corruption, the courts actually do draw a line and abdicate themselves from the complex interplay of money and politics. Now, I guess most people who accuse American politics of being corrupt do so because they see an essential unfairness in the system, reflected in vast economic inequality that's getting worse, not better, as time goes on. When the power of a political campaign comes down to the size of its coffers, it's easy to see how moneyed interests retain an improper advantage. And when that advantage serves to worsen existing inequalities in the system, such politics are, at least in part, structurally corrupt. Worst of all, structural corruption, more so than personal corruption, perpetuates the idea that individual people don't have a voice in politics, that putting the needs of the Commonwealth first is impossible, and so it's pointless to try. Ironically, this kind of collective action, diminished by the free speech of wealthy special interests, is the only way to protect democracy from the corrupting influences that plague it. Hey, everybody, thanks for watching. If you want to support The Nerdwriter and help me keep making these videos, you can go to patreon.com/nerdwriter and pledge as little as $1. Anything and everything helps. Thank you so much for that. If you have a Patreon reward due, I'm going to be sending those out promptly, so be on the lookout for that. I'm not the first person to talk about structural corruption, but I wanted to do it my way. I am passionate about the topic, and I want to do more about it in the future. I just find it really interesting and really important and vital. So follow me on Tumblr and Twitter, and I will see you next time.
Wow, how corrupt is America? I mean, that was just a great clip, you know, really. I mean, sorry about that. I mean, another great clip. I mean, man, doesn't get no better than that when you hear them talking about that. Let's listen to how to fix America's. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. How are you today?
I'm just now getting home, so I'm going to mute me and listen to whatever it is you're getting ready to do.
Okay, all right.
I've been campaigning, places that I needed to go, I didn't go, that I knew would take a bunch of trifolds and stuff, but I got that chore done today, so I'm good.
All right, we've got 5 minutes and 29 seconds here. How to fix America's corrupt political system, if that's possible. Somebody posted this.
So here's a crazy thing. Almost everyone I know agrees that the government of the United States, the government of the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, is completely broken. And for most of us, it's really obvious why. Lobbyists write our laws, politicians are bought, and corruption is infecting every issue that's close to our hearts. But what's even crazier is that we've all convinced ourselves that there's nothing we can do about it. And that is one of the biggest and most dangerous lies in American politics. The problem isn't that corrupt politicians are breaking the law. The problem is that we don't even have laws for them to break. Right now, corruption is legal in America. And that is something we can fix. Here's exactly how we do it. Right now, it's perfectly legal for special interests to hand huge checks to the members of Congress who regulate them. It's perfectly legal for those same members of Congress to pass laws to help out lobbyists, who offer them a cushy job when they leave office. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. From million-dollar bundlers to the threat of a super PAC smear campaign, there are literally dozens of perfectly legal ways to buy a public official. But that makes the solution pretty obvious. Make corruption illegal. All of it. And that is where the American Anti-Corruption Act comes in. It introduces a strict set of ethical standards. So if you're an elected official on, say, the Senate Banking Committee, you can't take donations from banking lobbyists. It mandates full transparency so the American people know exactly who's trying to buy our elected officials. It changes how elections are funded so clean candidates can win without selling out to special interests. And it does all of this while protecting the people's right to free speech. That's because the act was written by top constitutional scholars, conservative and liberal alike, to stand up to the toughest scrutiny. You can read the full text of the act at anticorruptionact.org. And speaking of the Constitution, let's talk about a little Supreme Court ruling called Citizens United. Here's the thing. While a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United would help clamp down on those shady groups with names like Americans for Freedom and Jobs and More Freedom, it wouldn't fix any of the problems we talked about before. You could pass that amendment tomorrow and the bribery, the extortion, the conflicts of interest, all of it would still be legal. But in a weird way, that's actually good news because it means we can solve a huge part of this problem with a plain old law. The question is, how do we get it passed? I mean, asking Congress to do it is like asking a fox to put a lock on the hen house. The greasy, dirty, disgusting fox. And also, the fox is a congressman and not a fox at all. Look, my point is, we can go around Congress using a little something called the ballot initiative process. It lets citizens pass laws ourselves, no politicians required. All we have to do is gather enough signatures, put anti-corruption acts up to a simple public vote, and we can start fixing the corrupt system right at home. Here's our plan, in five steps. First, we'll need a law to pass. One that, you know, actually fixes things. Okay, Anti-Corruption Act. Check. Next, we need to bring conservatives and progressives together and get organized. It's the only way to build enough power to defeat the politically entrenched and well-funded opposition. We're in good shape there, though, because everyone already agrees we need to fix our corrupt system. In fact, local Tea Partiers and progressive activists actually teamed up to pass America's first anti-corruption act in 2014. And the movement has racked up even more victories since. There are more than 22,000 cities in America where we can use the ballot initiative process to pass locally tailored anti-corruption acts. And this really matters. We're protecting our communities from corruption, so our schools, hospitals, local resources, and jobs are no longer under the constant threat of getting sold out to special interests. Plus, citywide initiatives and resolutions build momentum for the most powerful way we can go around Congress: passing anti-corruption acts in states. State acts not only clean up statewide corruption, they change how elections are funded so clean candidates can win office without selling out to special interests. That goes for federal candidates from that state, too. Once we pass these state laws, we can send a new wave of representatives and senators to Washington. State by state, we can fill Congress with leaders who got elected under the rules of our new anti-corruption acts, replacing entrenched politicians with new blood. See how this works? By taking the fight to the states, we can fix Congress from the outside. And when these new representatives get to Congress, free from dependence on special interests, they'll be free to vote for and pass the American Anti-Corruption Act at the federal level to fix this problem for good. So that's the plan, and 500,000 Represent Us members couldn't agree more. We're bringing conservatives and progressives together to pass anti-corruption acts across America and put power back in the hands of the people, where it belongs. We need millions more people to join, and that includes you. Start by clicking here, and we'll tell you exactly how you can help.
Well, I don't know who the progressive people are, but I know who the conservative people are, and I mean, hell, sounds like a damn good plan to me. I mean, shit, what's it going to hurt? What's it going to hurt at the point in the time of the times if when we're talking about corruption? If it's this damn corrupt, it sure ain't going to hurt it to try it. You know? It's like,
Coalition like that, you know, we got all kinds in Take Back Kentucky working for the greater good of the Constitution and us.
Right. And what a great group of people they are, you know. I mean, great group of people and things. I mean, here we are. Are you ready, Paula? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I'm
ready. Yes, 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock here, but 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Rowling. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
That's the best.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. What a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Paris Raleigh, man. We just love that damn song.
Yes, thank you for the CDs. I can play it whenever I want to.
There's something, I don't know how true this is. It's breaking news. It says, diver may have found the lost nuke missing since the Cold War off of the Canada coast.
Might have found what?
A diver is a person who goes under the water, may have found a lost nuke missing since Cold War off of Canada coast.
That could be.
From
or
the 1950s.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be a new one that's fell from the sky. Who knows? And if it is from the 1950s, that's the past is coming back. The past is coming back.
Right.
You know. Watch out, folks. All right, folks, I've got all kinds of vinyl I have got. I'm slammed on vinyl and trying to weed it out, and I've actually made it a little harder on myself because I forgot to click a button that makes it easier to weed it, is what they call it, weeding out the what you've cut off of there, and I didn't set my weeding thing right, so it's making it extra hard for me to cut it out, so I've got a lot of vinyl to cut. It is Friday night. Do me not be drinking, driving, smoking and driving, texting, driving, popping pills, shooting up, heroin, Pokemon, whatever. And yes, Tyler, many of the people who are funding me are from my hometown in Mario, Kentucky and Livingston, Kentucky. Both counties have frequent stops on the Trail of Tears. My great-great-grandmother was purchased on the Trail of Tears and gave birth to my great-great-grandfather in a tent on the Ohio River. Like I say, I will be sharing that. Tyler has got a GoFundMe thing and some things that he's going to be doing with some folks. His GoFundMe thing is it's about the Indians out there west. Like I said, I'm going to share it and put it out there. But God bless everybody. Everybody have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Love you so much, Miss Paula. Thank you so much. And bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.